Hi everyone, I am Lucas, the DM of the Ballad of the Seven Dice, a D&D 5e podcast. Today, I will be your DM.
Yes.
And with me is the illustrious cast of The Backwater Bastards.
That's right. We're here.
Even I'm here.
To ruin your world.
As a player.
Where are we at? Where is it? Where are we at? Y'all ready to get spooky?
We should introduce ourselves, though, team, since we're...
We should.
Oh.
In new people's ears.
I'm sure nobody knows who that just was.
We're going to do this one by one, then. I'm Dungeon Master Dick.
Yeah.
I'm the Dungeon Master for the Backwater Bastards, but today I'm going to be playing...
Yes.
...a character called Nelvin.
The most heroic of names.
No one gets to pick their name.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's weird. When I got given a character creation sheet, they were like, you cannot choose your name.
Wait, you guys got to pick who you were going to be? Hello, this is Taylor Fumbleyan. I'm here playing Cleo DeCap, ammunitions expert. Expert. Is that a word? Expert?
Yep.
King. Bomb King. Bomb King. That's who I'll be today. Watch out.
And I am Daniel, playing
Dr. Z,
a jellyfish-like creature piloting a robotic suit of armor.
Where we find our heroes floating throughout space on their wonderful ship,
the Gray Dragon.
Your AI, Reese, suddenly clicks on.
Bastards, you have a message coming in. It is a representative from BioLife.
Oh, BioLife? Clear. We've done work with BioLife before, I believe.
Well, Dr. Z, just ask BioLife. Just ask them if they, like, do they carry any edibles, like reagents?
Yes.
Snacks?
That's why I remember it. It was that supermarket. Yes, it was the groceries. Open the call. Yes, we'll take the delivery.
Take it.
The screen pops on the wall that you're all sitting near. There's a gentleman at a standing desk. His hair is combed over perfectly. Ooh. You see his eyes are wide with no signs of eyelids and a smile that looks like it may have been surgically placed there.
Hello.
Did I have the pleasure of speaking to the Backwater Bastards?
Yes, well, you had the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Z, and this is Cleo, and...
And Nelvin, are you on the ship with us? Was that...
That's an important question. Maybe I need to establish some sort of reason why Nelvin be on the ship.
You come out of the washroom. You were. It was a party.
Oh, nice!
But they forgot you were there, and they had already taken off.
Oh, bloody hell! We picked up.
We would invite Nelvin to a party. He's our new friend.
Yeah.
But you also realize that you're missing Harry, so you left him back at the party.
Left Harry and picked up Nelvin.
I like it. It's very realistic.
Can I ever meet you, people? Without getting trapped somewhere.
Nelvin.
Nelvin? Wow, that's exciting. We are so glad to offer you the opportunity of a lifetime.
Claire.
What?
Why are you hiding back there, Cleo? Get over here, we need to look strong, like a team.
Just talk to him. I don't like the phone.
Yes, okay, opportunity of a lifetime with... Give us the details.
As you know, BioLife is a wholesome family company. We focus on medication to help people live strong, healthy, long lives.
And gummy balls, right?
Well, they had to be discontinued, unfortunately. We remember the 2075 incident.
Yes. Well, no, we cannot have that again. They were good.
They... Three cities were... Well, they will be remembered.
Everyone wants a city to... Yeah, a universe of flavor. Ugh.
This is true! We have an exciting opportunity for all of you to jump into. all you have to do is fly on by our Vargas facility. That's a little bit deeper into this neutral space for legal reasons. And you just have to go in there and retrieve a body. That's all you have to do.
Is this body living?
At the moment. But you know what? If you need to make it stop living, that's okay.
Right. Elvin, I'll look to you.
Well, if I'm here with you, Doctor, I think you better ask the man about credits.
Excellent point. Credits? Question mark.
We are willing to offer you 10,000 credits with 2,500 up front.
Oh my god.
And we will not negotiate hazard pay because you're in neutral space.
That sounds, lovely.
Leo's gonna come more into the room now.
Now, we understand that you all are, okay with taking on jobs that are for a more beautiful and radiant moral philosophy. Now, that you might encounter some dangers in there, and however you want to handle them, we are okay with that.
Will there be any ammunition supplied?
He, like, twists his head, his body does not move, and it looks over to the side, and you just see him staring at someone, and he twists it back.
Yes! What would you like?
Clear. Clear.
Ask him for bomb.
Yeah, but, like, Clear, what type of bombs? The big ones, the small ones, or...
ask him for, like, just get me some, like, explosive kits.
You want, like, a bucket of them, or, like, a suitcase? How do you want to do this? 10,000 credits.
Like, just say, like...
a lot. And what about you, Nelvin? Man with no name.
Thank you. Look here, Doctor. This sounds like exactly my kind of job. I don't need anything but my four hands and blasters.
Oh, I'm always just so annoying, aren't you? Very well. We'll take a bucket of bombs, bomb bits, and other types of explosives, and, well, that's it.
Okay, perfect.
You see him, he clicks a button on his wrist, and you're flying through space right now. You know you're a ways away, and you hear a knock on the entry door to lead into the depressurization room.
That's disturbing.
That's quite odd. Does your company deliver immediately?
Yes, we sent one of our interns.
Nice.
Don't worry, they're unpaid.
0 hours contract.
I think the mayor should open the door.
Yes, I agree. Go on, Cleo.
Leah's gonna kind of skirt around the edge of the room to gingerly open the door and then move away from the door.
I imagine you there's like a thing to like open up the one door to let them in, then it depressurizes it and then lets them in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna imagine, yeah, there's probably like a cycle button.
You press a few buttons with your claws and you hear the outer door being opened. You see this being sort of like fall in, and they have this rickety looking, almost like an old fashioned jetpack on their back. You see one of their four arms is hanging limply by their side as they clutch it with another one, and their other two arms are holding on to literally a bucket, and there are BioLife branded bombs in there, and three slap wristbands. And this being, he hobbles forward with this suit on and motions for you to open up the inside door.
I'm going to look at him through the window for a while he motions.
He's staring at you. You're looking through his little visor, and it's like a gelatinous creature in there. Every so often you see like an eye float on by, and then it just sort of floats down.
Is his name Rube? Gelatinous Rube? One of your famous characters, Lucas?
Maybe.
I'm going to continue to just watch him a little bit. Eventually, I will put my paw over the cycle button to unlock the door.
You unlock the door. This being, when they come forward, it seems like their limbs are... they're like a wacky inflatable waving on two men. And they're just like kind of wobbling in. Bean, here's your bucket of bombs, I'd say. Oh, look, you're playing this cards. And they just like sort of fall onto your table and then sort of like slurp over to the other side. And their legs are twisting, their arms are twisting, and they just fall into a chair.
Perfect! It looks like our intern's there! How are you feeling?
Well, you just hurtled me across space at alarming speeds. I'm pretty sure that I took more than a bit of damage there, but don't you worry. I'm sure these lovely people here will aid me. And they're opening up their visor, and this green liquid's kind of melting out. And they're just sort of picking up items, like a mug off your table, like a deck of cards and everything, and they're just kind of shoving them into their face.
Okay.
Right. Well, you will be built accordingly. Oh, don't worry, I'm an intern. Money is no thing to me. I don't believe in it. Yes, well, we do. So, keep stock of everything, or I'll just look inside your body and write it all down at the end. Oh, you want to see the contents of my body?
He sort of hiccups, and this weird, like those little horns that clowns have, sort of comes out, and it falls onto the table, and the green liquid that's on it is just starting to melt through the table a bit.
I'm sorry about that, a bit of indigestion. Yes, well, noting that down.
Can Cleo have it? I'll roll, but I intend to have that horn, that clown horn.
Yeah. You can pick it up for sure. You just gotta kind of like, you know, wipe it down with space age paper towel.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Everyone knows that space age paper towel is resistant to all forms of acid.
Yeah, they've got a massive acid resist. You can actually coat yourself in space age paper yeah. towel, and it's a very good armor against acid.
Serviceable. I mean, you'd need it, though, yeah. wouldn't you? When you've got all these like acidic blobby creatures flying, right? I mean, people that, you know, like vomit up, you know, just dangerous liquids.
Oh, it's just, it's completely necessary.
Space dragons with plasma breath. I mean, you gotta, yeah, you gotta be able to deal with all this.
You gotta have something to wipe it up.
Yeah.
Shit, I thought we were talking about a real thing. I'm sitting over here like, wow, it's been a while since I bought paper towels. I didn't know they did all that.
That's the beauty of space. Yeah.
Well, I must be going. I have to try to configure this backpack, if you don't mind me. Oh, sorry about that. We're all right. There we go. Oh, that's nice.
And he picks up a little bauble that was, like, set off to the side. It was, like, a little troll. And he just kind of puts it inside his face and closes his helmet.
All right, well, it was fun. Enjoy those bombs and have a good one.
And he just sort of, like, tumbles, and the way he walks is more like a roll. If you ever watch that Batman, Piderman sort of thing, that is definitely how this creature is moving. Once he gets off, you hear this, like, sound, like a distant explosion as you see him just disappear quick. So you see these coordinates start popping up on your screen, and it shows it's maybe about a week's travel from where you're at.
Our facility, the Vargas facility, is located just on the side of an asteroid floating around. We didn't want anyone really finding it, but we trust you.
Yes. Upload the coordinates will be there shortly.
Perfect. May you have a long and healthy life. A bio-life life.
I thought they just did groceries.
And then it closes. Yeah, and you see, like, the ending picture that they have when they log off is, like, a grocery
yeah,
store.
Just like...
Well, they've done very well for a small startup, haven't they?
I guess, look to Nelvin and Cleo.
10,000 credits.
Places in the middle of nowhere, Doctor.
Has no name, just like you, you'll be fine.
Well then, I'm gonna get some shut-eye. You set us moving.
Yes, do not worry, I'll keep us on track. How's the bucket of bits, Cleo?
Yeah, it's all right. But what about the jelly man?
He's outside the ship.
Getting on everything.
Yes, well, you fancy cleaning that up?
Y'all know that's not what I'm about.
It might taste nice.
Oh, no. Well, I'm probably gonna smell it.
It doesn't smell horrible, but it doesn't smell like something you would normally buy.
Oh, well. Most of what I eat ain't what I normally buy. Yeah, she's probably gonna taste it.
It's acidic, but not like a painful amount. Just, you know, it's been sitting out for a little bit.
Like pineapple level?
Yeah.
Alright.
And it has a lime taste to it.
What? Okay. I got this. Don't
put it in your drink.
Don't worry about it, guys.
Scoop it into a little cocktail shaker. Like some white rum and
I mean, that's what we would do, but would Cleo?
No.
Eat some sentient slime.
You just lick it up.
Beautiful.
A week passes by in no time. You all have the most fun. You play Space Parcheesi, Space Uno, Space Parcheesi again. And we all know these games take about a week's time to play. And sailing through the inky blackness of space, you finally come across your destination. A massive asteroid drifts lazily as the station could be seen carved into its side. Small little lights could be seen blinking as this steel tumor beckons you forward. Your short-range radio starts picking up static, but nothing's coming through properly.
Huh.
So it's a moving target, but Reese figures it out pretty well. You only nick into one of the flashing lights, and it sort of bumps off and goes sailing into space. And the ship lands peacefully on this dock. As you arrive, you see there's these few emergency lights are lighting up this deserted area. You can see they're leading into three separate entrances that looks like one's more of a loading dock. You see another, you can't quite see in there, but there's a few crates maybe. And then the other appears to be a door closed leading to a hallway. And you then get this voice come over your short range radio, and it's pretty staticky still. It says,
"Welcome to Varkas, the facility that brings you a longer and healthier future."
Place. I mean, is it a grocery shop or not?
You see the BioLife brand is on everything, like on crates, on those little emergency lights, like everything is just littered with this BioLife brand.
"We don't need to know what they do here, Doctor. We just need to bring back one buddy, and I want to do it fast."
"Oh, on your lead then, No Name. And if you get shot at, you can get shot at first, and fast."
So I guess Nelvin, yeah, why not strut on out of the ship. He's wearing like a big long brown duster, wearing slightly ridiculous oversized Cuban heels that make him look as though he is about 6 foot tall, though he isn't quite. cybernetically enhanced, he's superhumanly dexterous and fast, and has two additional arms to wield all four of his little hand blasters. He's not entirely, you know, devoid of actual substance. But it's mostly an act.
Stepping out onto this platform, you smell the smell that almost smells like rotting fruit or vegetation. You feel the cool breeze that is this artificial atmosphere, and you see these lights are flickering, but looking in further, you realize that none of the other emergency lights or power seem to be activated.
So there's no lighting on inside where we're going?
That's right.
Okay.
I imagine you have, like, lights on your suit or something.
Can I walk over to one of the red emergency lights, use my energy blade to cut it at its base, and carry it like a torch?
Yeah. Roll me... Do you have, like, a mechanic skill or even just, like, a dexterity to try to be careful with it?
We basically just do everything with a d20. We don't really have skills...
Well, there's advantages and disadvantaged skills. So, like, if Cleo were to do something dexterous, she'd be -5, whereas Dr. Z would be a flat d20. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so this is something dexterous.
All right, I don't have anything beneficial to that, so it's just going to be a flat d20 for me. It's a 19.
Wow.
Oh, you make this look good.
And I will say for your listeners, since Ricky described his character, a kind of purpley pink jellyfish floating in what would be a classical spherical fishbowl with a sealed, mechanical sealed lid with robot legs and arms attached to it, walking around. And I can't feel anything outside of the body. It's just a very cold world out there outside of my fishbowl. So I don't really have any senses.
It's a hard existence.
Us not having a torch built into the suit, I guess. It makes sense.
Yeah, so... the strongest and only sense I really have is telepathy. I like hacking things, and I like hacking people's brains with telepathy, and other than that, it's blades and bullets, and yeah.
Also, roll me something for your telepathy. You're, like, picking up something.
So this would be this is a 3, and then it would be plus 5 for our thing, so it would be an 8.
There's a lot of emotion going on here. It is fear, pain, and a bit of desperation. You could feel like it's trying to say something to you, but there's too much emotion. It's just washing over you.
I turn around and look at Cleo and say,
Cleo, look, we'll get lunch later.
Cleo looks really hurt by that. And she turns on a little light inside the bowl of her helmet. It's on her neck. It's like a little button. And a light pops on in the bowl of the helmet. And she just looks at Dr. Z like, why would you say that?
It's just a feeling.
Why would you?
I got a vibe
from you.
I don't really appreciate it. Is the thing.
Well, I'm sorry, Cleo.
We'll just see where this day takes us. Okay?
I guess I'm going to peer down the passageway to the right there and just sort of try and work out like what's off into the darker distance.
As you start looking into this area, you have the lights from Cleo and Dr. Z. You start seeing that this area appears to be a loading bay. Your light is illuminating numerous crates stacked neatly into piles. Digital logos of BioLife are flickering on each of them, along with a barcode and shipping information. You see tools and half-open crates are dotted here and there as if someone left this area in a hurry. And far off into the corner, there is a strange black goo that could be seen leaking out from a crate.
I might go over near that box.
Yeah, I'm going to have all 4 blasters unholstered as well, I think. Just ready to sort of...
This is very cool.
This is fucking
Ricky,
cool.
Why have you never done anything this cool for us, huh?
Because...
This is some serious...
Ricky's like,
this is some serious DM upmanship right here.
It takes a lot of work, to be fair.
The first time I did, you went in a completely different direction. I had to start making stuff on the fly.
Hey.
For those of you at home, we're in the dark, but the map is in the dark too, and as we move our player characters, it lights up.
It's very cool.
It's
and,
fog of
I
war,
think
I believe.
We should put some
guys!
We should put some pressure on Ricky to do this, Ricky. This is cool. This is really nice. I also just love putting more work on Ricky. Just like
That is Dan's king.
It's my thing.
It is the DM's
life. That's Dan's king.
Yeah. Like,
So, Cleo, you go up to this box that is leaking this black goo. You see there's a few basic locks on here. It doesn't look like it's really very secure.
Great. Well, I'm definitely going to smell that goo.
It smells putrid.
Oh.
Like rot.
Too putrid to eat?
Yeah, it does not smell good. It smells very chemically.
Oh, okay. Now, I do partake in a lot of things, but... not all.
It's nice to see that you've got some limits.
It's good to have standards.
Well, I wouldn't even call it that, but maybe I'm just not feeling it right now. Maybe tomorrow I would.
seeing Cleo's bare snout nose sniff at the black goo and then refuse to eat it, I'm intrigued and I'll walk on over.
Cleo, what is it you've found?
Oh, hell of a stank.
Right.
That's That's nastier than a wraith egg in a shoe.
Well, just because the Rodders ain't here, I don't think we should be mean.
But I'll bend over and do a medical roll, or some. What type of roll would you like me to do to analyze this?
Medical would work perfect.
Would just be a +5 again. Like, so yeah, in Ricky's system, it's just advantages are +5 and disadvantages are -5.
I like that.
Well, keeps it simple, yeah, because a player can be good or bad at something, and like, if you're bad at something, you almost always fail. If you're good at something, you almost always pass. It's sort of...
So when we made our characters, it was like we choosing to be good at something cost points, and we only had so many points to spend. So being able to be good at more things, we had to choose things to be bad at as well. And so that's how that worked.
I like that, though. It gives a lot of like interesting flavor to your characters, right? Because like, no hero's good at everything.
Yeah.
I'm bad at everything. I'm bad at everything that matters.
No, Cleo, you're great. Don't give yourself a hard time. There's a 14 +5, so a 19.
So you're scanning this goo that's leaking out onto the ground. You're getting a lot of preservatives and chemicals that are used basically for an embalming process.
Oh, really, the advertising in this company is full of lies. BioLife, and it's full of preservatives. I'm never ordering groceries from here again.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Any idea where this body is? I want to spend that money.
Oh, sorry, not Nelvin.
Man with no name.
Sorry, I'm not meant to know his name.
I mean, you do know his name now.
I do? Okay.
He did at the end, didn't he? He revealed his name.
We partied together.
Well, I'll keep calling you No Name just because it's funny to me.
It's his choice.
Yeah.
So, No Name, any idea where that body is? I want to go and spend it. The money, that is.
You don't think it's in... In there, then.
No, that's just a bunch of preservatives to keep some type of fake quality produce alive. Ugh, really. Advertising standards have dropped.
Walk on by, continuing to scan the black goo and looking for where else it is coming from.
Wait! Dr. Z! Dr. Z!
Yes, Cleo.
You thinking then that maybe there might be like a different food in that box?
No, not in that box. I imagine we will find food, though. It's a bloody grocery.
Well, I mean, you don't think it's in here? You don't think that maybe, like, there's a different box in this box?
Look, Cleo, I'm okay with you breaking any boxes you want. I'm looking for the body.
Okay, I would like to open this box.
The box of the black goo?
Yeah.
I love it.
You can roll like something to akin like strength or...
Excellent, because I happen to have advantage in strength.
It's the one thing Cleo's good at.
I would hope the bear does.
The one thing? Yeah, one of the very few things you're good at, but it's great though.
Okay, so I'm going to roll a d20 plus 5. Uh-oh, it's 22.
Amazing.
I definitely gonna open this box, y'all.
Open.
So you smash this box open, no problem. Just you hit down a few times on these locks, they fall right off. This is not up to code. You slide the lid off, and you see floating in there is the body. It looks like it's a cyborg, so they have some human components to them. But it's just mostly a machine that is floating in this preservative.
Hey. Dr. Z!
Yes, Cleo.
Nelly! Look! I found it. I found the body.
Did you just call Ricky's character Nelly?
Yep.
It's getting hot in here. Do you have a plaster on your face? Come on.
You hear static once more come over all of your comms, and it says,
"Greetings, I am Vargas. I would prefer if you did not damage the cargo. I will be your guide. Vargas stands for Vital Artificial Reactionary Guide and Superior Supervisor.
Okay.
I'll help you with all of your needs to become upgraded."
For us to become upgraded? What are you talking about?
We here at BioLife wish for you to have the greatest and most superior life you can have.
I happen to be one of the most superior forms of life there is.
Scanning. This is incorrect. Your life form seems to have noticeable flaws. You cannot survive outside of this water.
That's why I choose to stay inside the water, so therefore superior. My choice. Thank you.
Would you like us to upgrade you so you can go outside of the water?
No, I would like to stay inside my water, thank you very much. Keep your filthy fingers outside of my fishbowl.
I would love to know more about what that means. But instead, Cleo's confused. She's bristling a little bit. She's got two paws on this box. She jostles the box. Whoa! This ain't the right body!
This is just a cadaver we were sent. We are researching life here at the Vargas facility, trying to find ways to extend longevity for everyone.
Cleo jostles the box again.
The body just kind of like hits against the side and just bobs a little bit.
I say we load it in your ship in case it's the one they want.
Oh no, we have to...
How many bodies do you plan on moving, No Name?
How many bodies are we gonna find, Doctor?
Ooh, that makes me not want to do it, because... What if we find the lot?
Vargas, are you there?
Yes, I am always here.
Do you know where the body is we've been sent to reclaim?
Scanning. Are you here on official BioLife?
Well, I imagine it's very official up and up, yes. The best in the biz been hired by the Smiley Man.
You see a screen pops up just floating in front of all of you. This hollow image, and it shows the HR person that you were talking to.
Is this who you were talking to?
Yes. Well, he was a bit more smiley, but yes, his voice, his face.
Perfect. Please proceed further into the facility. The body is waiting for you.
All right.
I look to Cleo and, No Name.
How do you feel about this?
I don't trust this thing. Keep your weapons at the ready, people.
I just don't. Nothing here smells good enough to eat.
I told you, Cleo, you get lunch later. Surely there's a room full of noodles or something.
She just pushes off from the box. Like, throws her head like how angry bears do on Discovery Channel.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
I'll follow last and hum my energy blades while still holding the the red emergency light.
So you see that the light near the ship is blinking now.
Uh-oh.
Ever since you talked to Vargas.
Oh.
So this room doesn't seem to have any other entrances that you can go through.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to be like a loading bay where they're storing things. But there's still the other two ways that were there. And one of the ways has a blinking light now.
All right. Do any of us want to, like, do perception in here? Or do we want to just keep on moving, following No Name's lead?
Well, I've been sort of creeping around the room, looking about, but not really interested in opening up any more boxes.
Hmm.
There's a few half-open boxes, and you just see, like, really basic medical supplies, welding equipment. Like, it seems just some really basic stuff to have on hand, some office equipment.
Can I pick up a red pen?
You got it. That's good.
This ink is so rare, you know.
Ever since it was banned, because the red beetles became sentient.
That shellac was just so expensive.
Black market.
I see. Well, we can't have lunch, but we got time for that.
Office supplies, bureaucracy.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I don't trust this voice none. I say we split up. You got your radios?
Yeah, of course I've got a radio. It's bloody right next to my head. The bowl. And of course I don't trust them either. That's why we get paid so much to do these types of jobs.
Let's try and cover all this ground quickly. I'm getting sick of this place already.
Leo's just watching everybody.
All right, then.
Storming out of the storage room.
So there's two other entrances.
Well, clear. You fancy going with no-name grumpy bots over there, or should we take the other entrance?
Well, Nelly, are you stopping for food at any point, or...?
It'll be time to eat when you're dead. Does that work?
Oh,
Leo? Scanning. Detecting. Edge.
Exactly right.
Dr. Z, you sure that you don't... Maybe you don't even want, like, some chili mayo or...
Cleo, I will keep my tentacles looking for food. I will keep my system looking for anything edible while we're on our way.
All right, I'm going to go with him.
We're at the bloody supermarket. Or at least it's meant to be. I don't know what this place is anymore.
So we'll start with Nelvin going into this next room.
Yeah, way to set up a horror movie, Ricky.
I mean, yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
Given the fact that we've got a blind maze and a creepy AI sort of keeping us vaguely connected storyline wise. Anyway, I feel like it's the optimum time to split up.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is. I'm just saying, as a person, I am a bloody wimp. And I don't like scary things at all. So.
I feel like Nelvin just earned himself a middle name, Death Wish. Nelvin Death Wish 1.
Every time you hear Nelvin Death Wish, a solo from a guitar plays in the background, off on the wind somewhere.
Like that gun smoke.
Exactly.
Like kind of like overly distorted, but with like a sort of a slide guitar.
Yeah, basically
like
it's the
West
guitar
World
strings
version.
That come from Fury Road. From the is that type of guitar.
But Westworld.
Yeah.
Here I was thinking Beast Wars whenever Megatron
Ooh.
Showed up.
Either way, Nelvin, keep introducing yourself. And so, do it on beat.
Nelvin, while you're walking into this room, you see long crates, different sizes stacked on either side. You see warning signs all over saying fragile cargo. They're flickering on each of them, these digital logos. Plus little small plus signs for additional info float near each of them. You see the room has been kept incredibly clean. And walking a little further in, you see numerous surgical tools and a long table as well as a door at the back of the room.
Well, I guess I'm going to like sort of have a little peek around and tap the first plus sign I see.
So you tap the first plus sign, and it just says human, male, age 53, and then it shows a number of different sicknesses that they've actually recovered from. And it says signs of strong constitution, strong vitals.
Another damn buddy.
I'm going to try and open this thing up and see if it's maybe what we're looking for.
Sure. Roll me a strength.
7. Oh. Nelvin's not particularly strong.
So this one seems a lot more secure. Also, you're not a large bear. So just two things working against you, and you can't seem to get this one open.
Please do not damage the cargo.
Right, I'm going to shoot it.
All right, yeah. Shoot those locks.
Try and find like some hinges or locks and just shoot them.
Yeah, there's obvious locks you can shoot.
You can tell Ricky's been a DM for a while and he's like, I need to do something ridiculous. Let me shoot my gun.
Right. Split the party, shoot things. I get it.
No, I love it.
I too love wreaking havoc. I feel it.
Oh, Cleo, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, so if you just want to roll like a firearms thing, then we'll see what happens.
It's also a 7.
Oh,
oh my
no.
goodness. So you take out your blasters and you have them primed ready to execute. And you start firing at these things and you don't know why, you're missing the lock. You're shooting all around it. This black liquor, this ichor is just pouring out. You're starting to slip in it and like trying to catch yourself. You grab onto this case and more of the ichor is spilling out. So you have it like on your pants and it smells gross.
It's disgusting.
I mean, I think at this point I'm going to be like kind of throwing a tantrum and like pistol whipping the thing.
So you're just hitting this thing, you're trying to get it open, you've shot it so many times, you're trying to also keep your balance because the stuff is pretty slippery, and you're just having no luck opening this thing.
after like a while of trying to hanging on with one hand, like another arm and two electronic arms off my back, all sort of whacking the thing with pistols and firing at them, and you know, like my hair all out of place and just like huffing and puffing out of breath. And I finally stand upright, dust off my duster.
Probably not even in there anyway. Stupid box.
And we'll cut over to Dr. Z and Cleo. You two start walking up to this door with the flashing light. As the door slides open, it seems to be met with a little bit of resistance. You hear a squelch and a wet ripping sound as the smell of mildew and rot meets you. Inside, you see a dark purple spongy substance is coating the walls and the floor. It pulses as though it has a heartbeat. And you see it leading all the way down this hall. There are two doors you see on your right, a door on your left, and a door straight ahead. This twisted mechanical face appears out of the wall. Purple growths are covering most of its face. Large orange veins are pulsing through its open plates.
Greetings, and welcome. I am Vargas.
Right. Vargas.
He's Vargas, too.
Welcome to the facility.
Oh, hell.
Vargas, is there a mess hall nearby?
Yes, it's just to your left.
Oh, there we go, Cleo. Question answered.
Cleo is going there.
Straight in.
Don't know much about this architectural or interior design. What's going on here? Ugh. Scientists.
You rush over to this cafeteria. You see this room, much like the hallway, is covered in purple growths. Large orange veins can be seen pulsing into the larders where rations are kept. You see there's a food replicator over in the corner, and there are three mouths that seem to be a part of the floor. And it's just constantly replicating food and feeding these mouths as they're just chomping away.
Okay.
That's fucking disgusting.
This, you know, it wasn't looking good.
That's societally unpleasant.
It wasn't looking good.
Enjoy a lovely sandwich.
Well, I don't Okay, well, can I just... Yeah, all right. Cleo's going to walk up to one of the replicators.
Mm-hmm.
And is there an interface that I can manipulate?
Yeah, you see, like, there's these orange veins that are, like, kind of, like, on it, and every so often they pulse and press a button to just generate high-protein food. But you can kind of, like, try to peel them off and press the buttons yourself. Or catch the food as it comes out.
What kind of food are we talking here?
It's generating, like, steaks, tacos, pizza.
Really?
Just, like, really high-carb, high-protein.
Oh, okay.
And just dumping into these mouths.
I'm definitely going to go try to stand sort of under that, but not touch the mouth.
Just dangling yourself over the giant
just
mouth
not,
in
I'm
the hopes
gonna...
that you don't fall in.
Right.
Yeah.
Roll me a dexterity check.
Oh, no.
Oh, Cleo, you're clumsy.
Well, yeah. So it was a nat 20,
what?
But minus 5.
Still a nat 20, though.
So this pizza, it comes out, you grab it, and then you grab a steak and just kind of, like, stumble backwards into a counter.
Yes.
You have this food, and it looks perfect. It has BioLife printed on it in edible ink, and these mouths start shrieking. And you see all the mouths in the room are shrieking as these hands, these long, long arms with these clawed hands start forming out of the walls and the floor and the ceiling and start swinging towards you. And we'll cut back to Nelvin.
What the fuck?
shouldn't have stole the facility's food.
Nelvin, you fix your clothes. Your shoes are a little... Well, they're not wet, actually, because... you have cool, sweet space gear, so it's all waterproof.
Nice.
It's just filthy and greased up a bit. Not ideal, but...
That's right.
I'm going to soldier on despite it. And having ascertained now that there's nothing of any value in this box, couldn't possibly be, I'm going to head to the rear of the room and see what's through the door.
You go up to this door. It opens no problem. And much like the table in the other room, this one has medical equipment. There's the long steel table. You see there's actually a tarp that's draped over it. You see over in the corner, there is a medical synth that seems to have been deactivated. And a few terminals sit turned off at a desk, and there's a half-eaten lunch sitting by a monitor and a drink that appears to have been spilled.
Alrighty, I'm gonna peek under the tarp.
You peek under the tarp. What do wraiths look like, if you want to describe this body that you're looking at?
So wraith, they're kind of like a tall, sort of, almost like sort of beigey, translucent-skinned colored species. They've got long insectoid limbs, and they have, like, sort of secondary mutations that they develop over their life, so a lot of them have, like an additional arm or two, or... Yeah, you know, like strange appendages like horns and things, or natural camouflage and that sort of thing. But they're all tall and physically powerful and, like, have kind of a armored carapace.
So you see one that looks like it was in the prime of its life, and it has a long, spiny tail that's hanging over the side of this table. And it looks like they had the chest cavity opened up, and they must have used a bone saw to cut it open.
It's not super pleasant. Well, I guess they're going to be, like, looking at the synth. And thinking about what I've seen Dr. Z being capable of with electronics, and try and hail him on the radio.
Yeah, sure, you could try to reach out to Dr. Z. Well, what do you say to him?
Doctor, any chance you can come my way and get an inoperative synth? Operative.
Dr. Z, currently these arms are just forming out of everything, and there's mouths screaming all around you. But you hear this message.
Ah, hello. How's it going there? I'll tell you what's going on here. A bunch of arms are falling out of the walls and trying to steal Cleo's lunch. This place, it's nasty. I don't like it. The interior design is all off. Would someone just turn the lights on?
And maybe I'm hacking with my blade at the hands at the same time.
Yeah, it's like every so often one forms up, you're like,
Get the food and let's leave. Pissing everyone off.
I'm having, like, an internal conflict because, like, part of me is wondering if I should put the food back. But I love it.
No, you wouldn't put the food back. Just get on out of Dodge.
You're right. Can we just leave?
So what do you do with the food?
I'm gonna carry it.
All right. So how does attacking work in this game?
Oh, boy.
So combat-wise, you have, like, three energy, which, in your turn, you can use one of them to make an attack. You can use one to move your movement speed and other sort of major actions. You can also sort of save them. Defensive maneuvers, like ducking behind a sofa or trying to deflect something with a blade or that sort of thing. That's just about it.
So, Cleo, what are you going to do to get out of this handsy room?
Well, oh boy. I guess I would initially like to sprint straight to where Dr. Z is.
Okay. So, you're going to... So if you exert energy into, like, defense, that makes them roll with, like, a disadvantage kind of thing, like a minus 5?
I usually just, like, I roll the appropriate stat versus the attack. So say someone's made an attack and then Cleo tries to escape, then she'll roll, like, a dexterity, try and beat what that roll was.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that. They're mad, they want their food.
I feel it. I do, I get it.
I rolled terribly.
Oh, nice. Oh. That works for us, though.
And somehow you rolled worse. I rolled a 3.
Oh, no.
Mine is a 2.
It's actually a negative
5.
3.
Okay.
Damn it, Cleo.
You just take 1 point of damage as, like, a hand comes out and claws at your back as you rush out of the room with Dr. Z. You saw further down, there actually was a door leading further in through this cafeteria. While you're running, it kind of let you get a glance because all these hands are everywhere. And the hands are just kind of like slamming around this kitchen now, destroying furniture and not the food replicators, of course, but like ripping cupboards out. And the mouths are screaming. But you do have your piece of pizza and a steak.
Good.
1 point of damage for a meal? I mean, that's pretty fair trade.
And 14 health.
Yeah.
It's very fair. I'll take it.
Leo's taken more damage to avoid having to use an elevator before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a little bit of my pizza.
We hope you enjoyed your BioLife meal.
It does taste good. Like, it is good food.
That's the most I've ever paid for a piece of pizza, that is damn sure.
Cleo the cat.
Unbelievable. What? Are you trying... Do you want some of this? Is that...
No. No, I do not.
You want a little... You want a little piece?
Unless you found any sauce packs in there, I'm not keen on your solids.
Can I roll to know if there's a sauce pack with this pile?
You know, food replicators could make sauce.
I'm not hungry. I'm fine.
I could scrape some of the pizza sauce off and put it in your...
Okay. Old No Name is asking for help. I think we should go check on him. Now, also, Cleo, can I just ask? This is a bit odd, right? That whole room in there. It's not some type of art show, is it? The startup stuff.
Well, I mean... If it was, would they have pizza?
They also wouldn't have attacked you, though. Mighty scratch you've got there.
Does seem like a part-time job lunchroom, though. Like, really not far off.
Yeah, that's true.
You went in there and stole someone's food, they'd attack you.
All right.
I mean, if you used somebody's creamer.
They're like, I have my name on it.
And you know what? It's fine that you used that, because you know what it really was? It was breast milk, okay? I was just keeping it. So I hope you enjoyed it.
For us to go check in on Nelvin, do you want to go through the door you've spotted, or do you want to go back around the long way? We don't know if that door leads anywhere, do we? We just know that there's a door.
Yeah, you're not entirely sure, but it might. I mean, it would theoretically make sense that they could connect.
It's the approximate right direction, so...
Yeah.
I don't care where we go, because I got my food now.
Alright.
I'm really only half paying attention.
Cleo, keep your shields buzzing. Let's get past these angry workers. And,
I'll walk on to that door to try and connect up to Nelvin. The no-name, to Ricky.
Oh, we're going back in. Jesus. All right.
So both of you roll me a dexterity check to get through there.
Oh, shit.
Daniel, you did this to us.
I rolled a 6. Well, I asked you, Cleo.
Cool, so I guess I got 0 because I rolled a 5.
Lumbering bear.
Can I roll to grab another thing on my way out?
Hell yeah.
Cool, well it's an 11, and if it was a dexterity...
you grab, it had like even the ceramic bowl and everything, but it's just brand flakes, but it's something.
Alright, I'll take it.
Good fiber.
Holding that too.
Dr. Z, you take 2 points of damage, and Cleo, you take another 1 point of damage as you are rushing through here, and these hands are just slapping and clawing at you. Even like a cupboard door gets thrown at you. You quickly grab more food while you're running through. You get into this next room, and it looks like the purple growth has started to come in here. It isn't fully over everything. It is trailing off. You see that there is a door that looks like it's leading back to where Nelvin is, and there is another door going further in as well.
Well, walking towards the door towards Nelvin, let's continue to talk to Cleo.
Oh, Cleo, what have you eaten now? Lunch? Dinner? Everything? There's so much carbs.
Cleo's currently holding that ceramic bowl and wiping the bran flakes out like gravy, but with the steak.
I call it a crunchy steak.
Yeah, it's honestly not bad. There's BioLife printed in edible ink on each bran flake.
Hope it comes out on the other end, damn a rat.
Stepping into the other room, you see the floor is covered in black ichor, and there is a crate with numerous holes in it, and it looks dented on the top and sides.
No name. Are you here?
I can imagine Nelvin has now moved up to the synth and has been sort of like... kind of just shaking it by the collar to see if it will wake up.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be activating. You see that it has like a doctor's coat on. It has just like these like scrubs. It has a number of medical tools on a belt around its waist, and you're just like rattling its head around, and it just doesn't seem to be opening up its eyes.
I guess, yeah, then hearing Dr. Z, I'll drag it back out into that room and drop it at his feet.
You just drop this synth into the ichor. Just makes a little...
I pick up the lab coat and put it on. Lovely.
Fits like a dream.
And I connect my red pen to it.
Oh.
You're official.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Oh. Always wanted to feel the... glory of a uniform, so you want me to wake it?
I figure it might be able to tell us something.
Do like a hacking roll and try and turn this bad boy on.
Alright, do it up.
Ah, damn, it's only a 5 plus 5, so that's a 10.
So you start connecting to this synth, you're hacking into the different panels it has on its head, you're just connecting in and trying to hack into its core OS, and... you see it starts twitching and kicking a little bit. Its eyes open up, and it just starts screaming.
Ugh. Ow. Ugh. That is too loud. I'll turn the volume down.
Now, it's just this silent scream as it's reacting, like pushing you away in fear, pushing Nelvin away. It's like backing up. It backs up into this crate. And the crate was kind of sitting precariously over it, and it has these holes and dents, and it tips over and smashes onto this medical synth. And the crate pops open, and you see just a human body roll out. And the synth's leg is twitching underneath the crate.
Well, Nelvin, how's that? I mean, how's that? Well, no name, how's that?
Not very illuminating, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Vargas.
Hi. How are you? I never got each of your names.
Have any of the bodies we've seen been the bodies yet?
No. What you're looking for is the replicant. The replicant is further inside.
You'll know when you find them.
Oh. Well, Nelvin, Cleo is eaten. She should be sated for a while.
She just grunts.
And also, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get a weird feeling about this place.
Well, that's hardly surprising. You strike me as the weird feeling kind.
All right. We'll keep playing that game then, shall we?
I'll continue to look around this room as well, since I haven't been in here yet.
You see there's a lot of medical supplies in here. It definitely looks like it's a place where they've been examining these corpses. And further in the other room, you can see like there's some turned off terminals and another examining table where they have a body on it.
Can I access one of the terminals and try and do a computer hacking thing with it and try and get some information about where we might want to go?
Yes.
Cool. It's an 11 plus 5, so it will be 16.
So you use some of the power from your own suit because you realize there's no actual power for these terminals, and you just route a little bit to turn it on. And you start going through this computer. You're finding logs where it's very detailed of how they're finding these different bodies. They're getting them sent in. A lot of them are being sent in from the different kingdoms. And they're going through their medical history, just trying to figure out why certain races live so much longer than others, and trying to find ways to take that superior genetic code and replicate it and put it into other bodies. And there is a log from about 2 months ago where they've excitedly been sent something from one of the kingdoms, and they said this body was discovered in an old tomb, but it was still breathing and living. This might be the oldest thing they've ever found.
Right. Well, looks like we've got a mummy to go and find.
I'll kind of make what I've seen into a hologram and pop it up in front of me as I walk back towards Cleo so that Nelvin can see what I've just seen.
So all this text is just kind of floating and slowly scrolling. There doesn't seem to be any pictures that's related to anything that they found. It's just all walls of text.
I think Nelvin would barely skim it if there's no pictures, but perhaps catching the general gist.
Yeah. Well, I'll walk back into that corridor that we came through, Cleo and I came through.
Mm-hmm.
Waving about my emergency light still. With bathing everything in red light, looking for another door.
So you do see there is another door that seems to be leading further in, and it seems like these growths are kind of seeping through the door frame.
Mm.
This whole room isn't completely covered, but it seems there is a direct path.
Now, no name, I will warn you, something about this place, just arms, mouths, growing out of the ground and floor. And they will scratch you, and they will bite you. They got Cleo and I. She seems to have made them upset by eating the food.
Everyone make me a perception check.
17.
I'm sitting on a 2.
4.
Oh, come on, guys.
Guess I was looking at memes.
So, Dr. Z, you are leading them all up to the door, and you are actually seeing eyes forming out of the wall, watching all of you. And you see some of them will actually form back in the wall. Sometimes there's a mouth that's chattering just off to the side where you're about to step, and you have to step around it. These other two don't notice all this. You swear that Cleo has stepped on like 3 or 4 eyes already, making like squelching sounds, just not really noticing. And you know that Nelvin, like, kind of tripped up on something and literally elbowed a mouth and didn't even notice that he did this. His, like, teeth fall onto the ground.
I'll energy blade the wall that I see the eye coming from.
So you just stab into this wall, and you cut through what seems to be about an inch thick of this purple growth, and then it hits right into steel.
Now tell me, is that modern architecture? I just do not understand. Keep it classic, I say. Glass, water, lovely. Flesh, purple. Do not like it.
I just keep walking.
Looking at the purple, fleshy form of Dr. Z himself and going, I do agree.
Yes, well, considering that there were hands and mouths in there that seemed to want to eat and devour us, I'm feeling now as a player that maybe I'm not reacting as scared as I should be. But,
you don't want to go back in the cafeteria. That's fair.
No, I don't want to go in there. I will open this door and take a step forward.
It's just like a little corridor. You quickly go into the next room. This purple growth is still going along the walls and ceiling. It starts getting much heavier as you get to the next door. And stepping into this room, you see that there are crates and boxes of mechanical supplies everywhere. Wires are running all throughout this room, feeding into a smaller room up ahead. You see that there is a large steel door that is further in, and one side of the room is actually completely collapsed. Looking around here, you see that these veins are mixing with the wires going through that door. You see on the door itself, there is a sun, a moon, a planet, and an eye, and there's a body that looks like it's been almost melded into the door. It's been rotted for some time now. Its skull is fused back into it open, and in the center of its chest, there is a mirror. And then there is writing below it.
Well, that's horrific.
Hey, space trash!
Yeah, you!
Yeah, you!
You want to be a bastard?
Oh, here's how.
You can support the bastards.
That's us!
And their bastard show on patreon.com/backwaterbastards for as little as $2 a month.
Yes, or a price of a fancy piece of fruit.
Yeah!
You can gain instant access to our secret Patreon Discord channel.
Oh, secret privileges.
Special.
Secret privileges. That doesn't sound right, man.
Oops, I mean special privileges.
Who doesn't want that?
And hours of top secret, uncut bastard derail.
Secrets.
That's right, secrets. And
there's merch!
There's merch!
Don't want to spend any cash? You can still help us out.
Leave us an iTunes review so we can climb the charts.
Yes, climb those charts. You know how much I want to climb charts.
So send us proof of your iTunes review.
Laminated.
And the 16 that you did on your friends' phones. Get out there. Spread the word.
But end of the day, we are glad you're here. We want to know what you think. So don't forget to join our free Discord community. The link is in the show notes.
Oh, it's free. It's free. And there's tons of cool shit.
Tell them about the meme pit. Tell them.
There's Cleo's meme pit. There's Dr. Z's computer room. And there's, it's just all brilliant.
It's